Hey there, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. We've given you your meat, your carbohydrates, your vegetables, your dairy. It is now time to deliver to you your dessert. We call it the ramble.
Well, that's not kosher.
Hi.
Meat and dairy together.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, the future is going to be awesome, Mike Pesca.
I've heard that.
Do you want to know why?
Are you going to be in it, Rachel?
Oh.
Actually, no.
So sweet. Come on. New British technology wants to use the footsteps of pedestrians to generate power. Just walking around may...
We're doing the hand paddle motions.
You missed me doing my little walking around motion. May power thousands of light bulbs at heavily trafficked places like shopping centers and train stations. This, by the way, these people stole my idea because I thought that someone should come up with a way to harness all the power that comes out of treadmills at the gym. You go in and everyone's running on the treadmills. Uh-huh. Wouldn't it be cool if all that energy could go into turning the lights on
in the gym?
Could
at least make toast.
Or make toast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know who stole my idea? The army with the daisy cutter bomb. I'm like, no, let's have a bomb that kills more people. And they were like, all right, good idea. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so this British stuff, this technology, here's how it works. As you walk around, your feet put pressure on pads under the flooring. The pads drive fluid through mini turbines that then generate electricity. The energy is then stored in a battery. The technology was developed by the American military. Mini generators in soldiers' boots and adapted to use in floors by a company called The Facility. That sounds kind of ominous, the facility. Engineers estimate that at London's Victoria Underground Station, 34,000 travelers passing through every hour could power 6,500 light bulbs. They say that one day sports fans can power the enormous floodlights of stadiums and that people at home can charge their iPods by plugging them into batteries placed in the owner's heels. That is cool.
That's all cool. Think about that in a stadium. Like, your team's getting blown out by 30 points and the interest of the fans just flags and eventually the lights grow dimmer and dimmer. You know the country group Alabama? Yeah,
know.
You remember them. Oh, Tennessee River.
I love them. I forgot.
The drummer for Alabama has been sued by his fellow band members who say he was overpaid $202,000. The lawsuit claims that in 2003, drummer Mark Herndon was paid for his share of net merchandise sales before all the final accounting was done. The lawsuit also states that Herndon demanded a payment of $65,000 for his share of an advance for the group's The Last Stand CD, which is being sold by Cracker Barrel restaurants. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Caribbean monk seal is officially extinct. Friday, the U.S. government announced that the monk seal is the first seal to vanish due to human causes. That's a little bit alarming.
Come on, let's not beat ourselves up about
that.
This.
The last confirmed sighting, you're such a monk seal hater. The last
sighting
was between Jamaica and the Yucatan Peninsula in 1952. The National Marine Fisheries Service released a statement explaining that from the 1700s to the 1900s, the seals were exploited for their blubber. The blubber was processed into oil and used for lubrication, coating the bottom of boats and as lamp and cooking oil. Seal skins were sought to make trunk linings, articles of clothing, straps and bags. Just two other monk seal species remain, the Hawaiian and Mediterranean monk seals, both of which are endangered and at risk of extinction.
Well, the last one was last seen in 1952 and it's just been called extinct. No one we know was responsible for its extinction.
No one we know?
No one we know. Not really.
You never know. You don't know what people do on their off hours.
That's true. There are two Moscow cat theater troupes touring around, but one of them is an imposter.
What?
As the Daily News says, you could call the whole thing a feline felony, but it's no joke. Russian circus legend Yuri Kuklachev and his son Dmitry, of course, are charging that former managers are copying their act, the Moscow Cats Theater Show. Yuri claims his former managers ripped off the unique method of training cats that he developed in the 70s. This method involves teaching cats to perform tricks by first demonstrating the tricks yourself. Want the cats to do a horizontal handstand? Demonstrate. The alleged copycats, there's a pun the Daily News didn't make, also stole comedy sketches like the one in
which... There's a reason they didn't make it, because it wasn't very...
They stole a sketch where the clown goes to sleep at night and another cat comes back on stage repeatedly and turns a lamp back on. Also, Dmitry in the 70s used to sing a song about memory, being all alone in the moonlight, and people are trying to connect that with the famous Broadway show. Cats. Okay, not really. Yuri and Dmitry have filed a complaint in Brooklyn Federal Court. Stop ripping off our cat circus, they say. We will keep you up to date on this and all the other developing stories. You can learn more at our website, npr.org. Meow. Bryant Park. Meow.